Anyway, by the way, Dag, if you are listening and you want to get on the air for the last few minutes of this program, would love to have you on and wish you a happy birthday here, even though it's not until Friday,
mm-hmm.
your official birthday, but this is your birthday show. So if you want to give me a buzz at 631-888-8811, area code 631-888-8811, would love to have you on the air for a couple of minutes. But until then, when we have a couple of minutes left in the program, got Joyce here, and first of all, I want to congratulate you once more on your dissertation and for making it through that.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Are you past the post-PhD depression, post-FUDM?
I think I'm getting a little bit better.
Okay. No? Are you a little more hopeful about finding a fellowship or something?
I would love to get a fellowship.
So what are the options, quickly?
The one that I really want is at Rutgers in New Jersey.
Okay.
And I hope I get that. If not, we'll see what happens, and if not, I'll get a straight job.
The concept of wanting something in New Jersey is...
It'll smell better than the microphone cover.
Nicely put. So do you remember a couple of thoughts about my dad before we close the show?
I have this image when I first met your parents of your mom. Basically, she was going to retire, but they kept calling her back to work, and every week she was saying, I know that they're going to end the job, and they're going to close the company, and then she'd be working again, and this went on. And I have this other image of your mother saying, Philip, you have to water the tomato plants. And it was a sunny day, and your father's like, I just want breakfast. And she's like, no, Philip, apparently they're very tender plants that are delicate and need watering. And he went out in the garden and was watering tomato plants.
Yeah, that. In fact, they're hardy enough that they don't actually grow with any success. We have the occasional pickle or
and
cucumber.
And fig, right.
Well, the figs, yeah. Figs used to be really good. But, I mean, no luck with any other kind of vegetables. No beets, no carrots, nothing. But tomatoes, they can withstand the next atomic blast. They still get a tomato or two. They'd be green or maybe purple at that point, but... Yeah, and it was cool that Dad was still working in the garden at that point. I mean, over the past few years, has had mobility issues, and he's pretty much wheelchair-bound at this point, which is unfortunate. But,
also remember, David, you asked how you like him, that he enjoyed reading in Passover. He was very, not theatrical, but his presence and the style, and he had a way about him.
Yeah.
I know, but Passover's not been for a while.
Right.
And, you know, that sort of reading, it's very much like a radio or actor, this kind of theatrical presence, no?
Well, Dad has a really good
and
voice.
And he photographs well. Your father never takes a bad picture. Never. Never.
I don't know how he does it. I take the occasional good picture.
Well, you inherited the hamminess portion of
it. The hammy, yeah, totally. that presence, the ability or desire to tell stories.
Yeah. Yes.
Albeit over and over again, but yeah.
The sensitivity to any kind of medical procedure.
How do you mean?
Let's just say if anyone comes near you with a needle or any kind of medical device, both you and your father are, taking a header on the floor there. So.
That's really, really true. So one of some of the negative things, you know, not to be too nasty, because you have to go home with me, but or you can you can walk home from here. No, I'm kidding.
Would that lead in, David, in the reference to the gun before? I'm not saying a blessed thing.
Hold on. Come on. Like, a little anger. I we both have anger issues. That's for sure. I mean, we're not hitters, but we're certainly screamers and we can jump from about 0 to 90 degrees of rage in about 4 seconds. And then back down again. And then back up again. And then back down again. That's one. I know that one. But any from an outside pair of eyes?
I would say not. You know, I would say...
You're being nice. Okay.
No. I would say that the good outweighs the bad. Like with all people, you know, everyone has things that they do and whatever. But, you know, I think you have to look at what are the... I would stress what are the parts of your personality that you modeled after your father and you modeled after your mother and stress those. I mean, your father's a wonderful presence during the Seder. I mean, no one reads like that.
Right.
And he enjoys it, and he, you know, makes it interesting, and he, you know, has a voice rather than someone who has an awful voice trying to muddle through.
Or can't control the flow of things.
Music. Your father gave you the love of music.
Yes.
How can you forget that?
I'm not forgetting him. I was asking you.
That's, to me, one of the most important things, I think. You know, he always prides himself, yourself, and your mom, that when you were three, you could choose records from a record vault or something, and you knew. So I think that's definitely something that, you know, that can't be discounted, David. you know, there are many things about both parents that you have that are, you know, quite wonderful. And especially this being your father's birthday show. Although your father's only 7, it's kind of hard to pick a lot of traits, David. He hasn't reached puberty.
Now, I'm wondering if this may be my father on the phone. Let's see if we can get him on there. WGBB, you're on the air.
This is your father.
Hey, Dad. Thanks for calling. Happy birthday. You just wanted to stop us talking in depth about you, I can tell.
Wow, all those terrible things you were saying.
Now, I know you've been under the weather for part of the week. Are you better now?
I'm working my way out.
Good. Good.
Well, all right. That's good. You sound pretty good.
Yeah, sound fine out of that.
Especially this is the best I've felt in about 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
it's been a hell of a siege.
Oof.
Did you go to the doctor or anything like that, or just
rest?
Oh, okay.
Your mom medicated me.
Okay. I would be very careful about saying that on the air.
Is that code for sex of some sort?
What?
No, nothing, nothing, nothing. Yeah.
Well, between the Robitussin and the Coricidin.
Oh, yamba.
Yeah, it's been fun.
Well, but again, I'm glad you're sounding better. Are there plans for birthday? Are you going to take that easy or what?
We're supposed to go with them on Thursday, David.
Health permitting.
Hopefully by
Thursday
it's going to be all over.
Oh, good, knock wood.
Yeah,
that would be,
I mean, this is the end of quite a period of suffering. I mean, I have the cough was driving me crazy. One of those racking coughs.
Well, you don't have fever.
I was afraid to take my temperature.
Oh,
I didn't want to know.
Diarrhea?
No.
I just love hearing about diarrhea, whether you had it or not.
No.
Oh, darn.
Sorry to disappoint you.
So anyway, Dad, I've got to wrap up the show because the next the gospel people are here. But I'm glad you called.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Abba.
You know I listen to this show whenever I can.
Because we need a demographic.
One. You're the number one fan, Abba.
Yeah, you're back to the number one because Pam's friend. She may be listening, but I'm not too sure. And Pam is now the number two fan.
Yes.
So we're pushing
the
other friend to number three, and you're my number one fan right now. That may change next week, but at least for now.
For your birthday, or at least for the time around your birthday, you should be the number one fan.
I would think so.
So
that's nice to hear.
I love you. I love you very, very much.
Yes,
I love Mom, too.
Love
but
her.
This week I love you because you're my birthday. So happy 7.
Thank you.
So I can explain how you figure out how 70 becomes 7.
Yeah, I think you covered that.
And may you have 70 more.
777.
I was going to say, Dad, let me ask you something.
With your mother.
I had this argument with my aunt earlier. It wasn't an argument. With my aunt Esther, who's my mother's sister, earlier in the day. When you want to say, oh, I wish, oh, like, inshallah, oh, it should only be.
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that? Huh?
Alavai.
Alavai or halavai?
Halavai.
With an H.
Yes.
Abba, please. Esther and David had a fight in the car for a half hour. I think this should be continued on to the next episode, David.
What did she
said the word is alibi without the H.
But you have to preface it. Esther was at the buffet and had a couple mimosas.
No.
Can you check with...
I wouldn't go to the bank with it, but...
Yeah. Oh, it's
I've always heard alibi.
I think we should contact Ima off the air, and she will be the final decision.
Is Mom sleeping through this?
I'm afraid so.
I think Mom took a lot of Robitussin in lieu of the show.
She has to take care of me, you know.
Oh. Actually, we all have to get to sleep, and the folks have to get on the air. So, Dad, happy, happy birthday to you. Love you. Hope to see you on Thursday this week before your birthday.
Right on.
Love you, love you. Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.